Hey, this is the 1 week anniversary of the rest of your life. Welcome to day 7. If you didn't take in any more information, you now know this program. You know how to eat off a round plate. You know how to eat out. You know how to incorporate muscle building exercises when you can, a little walk here and there, doing things around the house that burn calories. This is the essence of this program. And this is wonderful. You have done great. Now, what I'd like you to do on day 7 is I want you to add a cheat meal, a treat meal, call it whatever you want, because on this program, bad food choices are part of any good food choice program. And what I mean by that is on this program, there's no guilt. We're not going to ever feel guilty. We're not going to feel bad because we ate a certain food. We're not going to avoid special occasions in our life that allow us to eat foods that we really do enjoy. Because while I do believe in stress-busting recipes, and I do believe in preparing food a certain way and eating out in a certain fashion, I also do believe that there's foods that I'm going to have, by golly, because there's foods that I just love and I refuse to cut out, and nor should you. Now, here's the thing, though. I have a little phrase. When I make a bad food choice, I want it to be calorie-worthy. Worthy of the calories. Let me give you an example. I don't want to go and have an egg white omelet that's greasy. That's not calorie worthy to me. Or grilled chicken with butter. That's not calorie worthy to me. Oh, chocolate cake? Now we're getting calorie worthy. Ice cream? That's calorie worthy. Things to me and things to you that are worth the calories, because when you're on this kind of an eating program versus a dieting program, you end up burning food more efficiently. So in the old days of dieting, when you made this bad food choice, you felt like you gained weight immediately. On this program, you're burning calories. In fact, you'll eat a bad food choice and you'll go, I can't believe it. I'm still losing weight, because you're using food as fuel to burn calories. And that's why you get to have these certain days where you get to have the chocolate cake. So enjoy it. Don't ever feel guilty ever again. And more importantly, don't allow anyone else to make you feel guilty ever again. Let's sum up what your week should look like. You're eating 5 times a day. At least you're trying to. And sometimes you get 4, 3. That's okay. As long as the intent is there to eat 5 times a day. You're going to do some muscle building exercises 2-3 times a week for a few minutes here and there. You're going to go for a 20-30 minute walk when possible. And you're already giving yourself credit for things that you've been doing your entire life. And that is this program. And after 1 week of doing this, you should feel wonderful. And that's what this program is all about. And you just get better. Your energy increases. You burn fat. People look at you now and they go, what are you doing? They can't figure it out. They don't know if you got a haircut, a new dress, a new outfit. They don't know, but they do know something. You are doing something good. And that's what this program is about. And I will see you tomorrow on day 8.